Thousands came out to lay Steve McNair to rest in his home state of Mississippi. Members of the NFL family, friends, former coaches, his wife, his mother, teammates, all reflecting on a warrior who tragically lost his life 1 week ago today.
The first day of my life of meeting Steve McNair, even through competition, I became a friend through fury, a man that I fought against daily, day in and day out, trying to figure out that it was not about technique against him. No matter how much film you watch, film was not going to help you beat this man. You had to be built a certain way. You had to be built of will and heart and sacrifice and dedication. This is what this man left his four kings. He left a legacy.
I'm not even prepared to even talk, because the fact is, Steve was like, a hero to me, and heroes are not supposed to die. It's just the memories and the thoughts and things that me and Steve have been through behind closed doors that y'all did not see. He has inspired me a whole lot. He has helped me on every decision I have made.
See Vince Young, who was like a son to Steve McNair, right there speaking from the heart. Brett Favre, Jay Cutler, and Doug Williams, just a few of the more than thousands who came out for the procession held on the campus of Southern Mississippi. One of the biggest funerals the state has ever seen. A private burial was held afterwards.